Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In this episode, I sit down to chat with Amanda Bayerl from The True Challenge and the How Bad Do I Want It podcast. Kick your feet up and get ready to learn something new because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Today's song is Fly Away by Canvi, and I chose it for its carefree vibe, dancey buildup, and incredibly energetic chorus. Frankly, I just like the song a lot, so hopefully you do as well. Check out the artist and let's jump into the show. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and my guest today is Amanda Bayerl. Amanda is the co-founder of The True Challenge, and to give you an idea of what she's trying to do, here's a quote from the About page of her website. Quote, "The True Challenge embodies life itself, our dreams, goals, and desires. The vision of this company is based on three key foundational elements: hope, dream, live. When we have a dream, we have to hope that we will see it come into existence. Hope is more than a wish. It's a confident expectation and visualization that your dreams will become a reality." End quote. So, as you can tell, her and her husband, Nicholas, are all about taking charge of life, and they use fitness and health as the perfect foundation for that. So without further ado, here is my interview with Amanda Bayerl from The True Challenge and the How Bad Do I Want It podcast. Amanda, how are you doing?
I'm doing so awesome, Greg, now that I'm on this podcast with you. So yeah, I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I know we've been trying to make this happen for a couple of months now, actually. I finally decided to pull the trigger on having guests on the show. So I'm pumped to have you as the second official guest. This is going to be a great conversation. So I want to start really quickly sort of on where you are now. So you and Nicholas are the founders of The True Challenge. You're the host of How Bad Do I Want It, the podcast. Just sort of expand a little bit on where you are, what you guys are trying to do, and what the sort of ultimate mission of this is.
Cool. So Nicholas and I have been health and fitness coaching for the past almost 4 years now. And so right now we are currently, and we have been for the past about 8 months now, is specifically working with busy entrepreneurs to lose weight, get fit fast, and become more confident than ever before. And so we do that by providing, we do a like high level service where we actually fly out to people's houses and we do like a 3-day intensive with them. We do online coaching, and then we also now have a membership site that is, you know, at a price point that every single entrepreneur, startup person, professional can really get access to the best meal plans, workout plans, accountability, and success hacks to live a healthier lifestyle. So that's what we're currently, like, that's our business model. And then we have our podcast, which then, you know, provides entrepreneurs a ton of content and then funnels them into what we're doing. So that's what we're working on right now. And especially with our membership site, we do a ton of webinars. We do them every single week. That are live. So that's what we got working on right now.
Very cool. And what is sort of the overall message? What is it that you're trying to put out into the world through all of this content, through the work that you're doing with your clients? What is the takeaway?
The takeaway is, number one, your health is your wealth. And number two, to be successful in business, you don't have to sacrifice one or the other. Like, you don't have to just be healthy and, you know, just focus on that 24/7. You know, those people that are in the gym all the time that are broke. You don't have to be like that, but then you also don't have to be the, you know, successful entrepreneur that works 16 hours, gets 4-5 hours of sleep and doesn't fuel their body the right way and it lives a sedentary lifestyle. So you can actually have both. You can have a successful business and you can live a healthier lifestyle, an everyday fit lifestyle. So that is our message and our mission.
I love that. And anyone who listens to this show or is a longtime listener knows that my fitness and my health is extremely important to me. It's a massive part of my personal daily routine, even just from the point of view of being able to cope with everything that needs to happen on a day-to-day basis. And I just want to add to that even if you're not starting a business, if you're working full time or maybe you're not wired to be an entrepreneur, which is totally fine, prioritizing your health, prioritizing your nutrition has so many effects just across the entire spectrum of your life, from your finances to your relationships to your career, just overall decision making, which we've talked about on this show. So, Amanda, I really want to jump back for a second. You know, you've laid out where you are now, what you guys are trying to do and what the mission is. But how did you get here? How did you get to this point?
So growing up, I didn't eat healthy at all. I was an athlete, but I pretty much ate every piece of junk food you can imagine. My teacher actually told me that a pizza was a very healthy meal. And so that was my background. And so when I moved out to California, I had a major health transformation. You know, my husband, Nicholas, who, you know, runs the business with me, he is one who changed my life. And so, you know, we started our business together and we let that, you know, that healthy transformation that we had, we kind of let that go on the back burner. We were trying to, you know, work. We were working a lot, you know, trying to build something. And so that's when we realized, like, wow, there's so many other people that are like us and our situation. And how do we balance that? Like, how do we stay healthy when we travel? And how do we really maximize our performance and what we're doing for our work by being healthy? Like, the foods that we eat, the exercise, everything that we're doing, how do we actually become more successful in our work by doing these things? And so that's really what got me to what I'm doing today, was through that. So, you know, my husband, he lost 50 pounds in high school. So, you know, those transformations changed our entire life. Like, I would not be the person I am today if that did not happen to me. If I was still 25 pounds overweight, living off of junk food and fueling my body with things that didn't make me happier. And so that's what really made me get to this point of wanting to help other people have that transformation for themselves.
So what I'm sort of hearing and pulling from this, as we contrast where you are now to so a little bit of the journey that got you there, and of course we didn't dive into too much of the day-to-day specifics, but it seems to me that the real shift happened for both of you when you just really started to realize how important this piece of, this single piece of your life was to the rest of it. Is that correct?
It is. And, you know, I really saw a need as well in other people's lives. And so that's what really catapulted, you know, doing this type of work, because I know that I struggled with it. I still struggle with it. Like, that's like the stuff that I teach my clients, stuff that I talk about on podcasts, like, I have to tell myself the exact same thing. And so, you know, you're kind of like your ideal client, you know, you create something out of what you need.
Right, right. And I know, and listeners know, of course, with this show that this is essentially all one giant experiment for me to learn all the different things that can help with the various parts of my life. So you're speaking to the right crowd here. But what I'm trying to get at, because, you know, I firmly believe that it's the decisions that we make day to day that build the life that we ultimately have. And if those decisions are focused around a specific goal or a specific thing that we're trying to build, then ultimately we will build that thing or get closer to it. So what I'm trying to get at with you and your story and your journey is, you have this business that is creating an impact for people. You have this podcast that is extremely well done. You speak to some extremely influential people, and you're doing a lot of things that has a direct effect on other people's lives, which is phenomenal. And I cannot say congratulations enough to that.
Thank you.
But I'm curious, what was the decision that got you to this point? I mean, there were, of course, all the little decisions with starting your business. You guys were focused more on work and realized how much of an issue that must be for so many other entrepreneurs. And now you're at a position where you're able to broadcast that message and the things that you learn and the things that you focus on daily. But what was the deciding factor between when you were, I believe you said 25 pounds overweight?
Yes.
When you were 25 pounds overweight and just started to realize, you know, I can't continue doing this. I need to make a change for myself. And of course, at that moment, you didn't know that would put you in the position you're in now to have such an impact on others. But what was that moment?
Okay. The moment was, I was on a boat with Nicholas. We got invited onto an amazing boat and on this beautiful lake. And I was so embarrassed to take off, you know, my bathing suit cover up. I just literally felt that I was not living up to my potential. I was, some people might call it bad, but my self-esteem was low in that point. Like, I was confident back then, but in how I looked was not, because I knew that I was not treating my body right. Like, even, I mean, you know that fast food's bad for you. Like, everyone knows that. And so I just got to that point where I was like, you know what? I want to start really taking care of myself. Like, I want to learn this, and I don't want to feel like this anymore. I want to feel amazing about how I treat my body, you know, regardless of how I look, but just how I feel. And that was that really turning point for me, was I was in a situation where I had those people around me that were healthy, and I just needed to follow the plan. And I think a lot of people just want to do it on their own. Like, a lot of people want to think that they know it all. And I was just humble enough to, and, you know, not smart enough to know what was healthy. And so I was like, I'll just do whatever you guys tell me to do, and I'll follow the plan. And I saw the results. And so it was that moment. But in that moment, having to let go of the ego and follow the expert and do what they told me to do.
That's it for episode 71. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Amanda's story. The show notes for this episode will be available on my website, www.gregclunas.com. There you'll find links to Amanda's website, Amanda's podcast, and a free webinar that Amanda has personally invited you to titled 3 Secret Health Hacks to Get Fit Fast, Unleash Extra Energy, and Become More Confident Than Ever Before, as well as any additional resources I think you might benefit from. So head over to www.gregclunas.com and check it out. Do me a favor. If you like this episode, please reach out to me on Twitter at Greg Clunas and let me know. I'm really trying to experiment with these interviews and find a format that you will find both informational and entertaining. So your feedback is critical. Let me know on Twitter whether or not you liked it. And if you hated it, feel free to say that as well. Until tomorrow, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.